This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Third hour, your phone call coming up the next segment. Then I'm going to get into some good news. State legislators considering more than 200 bills to block federal power. And going back to our guest, the author of The Colder War, Marin Katusa, I see globalist oppression, globalist domination, forcing states, counties, cities, micro-regions around the world to just stop complying. I don't care how computerized their systems are. I don't care how pushy their surveillance is. I've noticed that in the face of some of the technocrats, personally, we've just operated how we want to and done what we want to. I think the big secret is folks don't realize the real power is in just doing it, to steal a phrase from Nike.
Definitely. You know, like, for example, look at towns in Canada, the Fort Mac, where all the oil sands, major layoffs, cutbacks in the billions of dollars. These are really high employee jobs, you know, starting salaries for a truck driver at $35 an hour, that bam, those jobs are
gone. Notice Canada suddenly isn't pro-carbon tax.
Exactly, because now they can't afford it. And you look at a country like even Saudi Arabia, where 50% of the males, the Shiite males, even though it's a Sunni majority, the majority in the oil-producing region are Shiites, and 50% of the ages between 20 and 35 are unemployed. That is a revolution just waiting for a catalyst. So you're going to see, as these higher unemployment rates come, you're going to see more revolutions, especially in the petro states. Look at Venezuela. That's ready to pop. There's a lot of problems globally.
No kidding. And again, who do you see being the winner long term in this?
I believe that if the politicians can stay out of the way of the energy sector, it will be America, because we have the innovation, we have the intelligence, we have the entrepreneurship. The American dream is still alive in the oil patch. It's the politicians, it's the bureaucrats that get in the way with the red tape. And I would put America, I'd put the Canadians with the Americans there. I think the biggest losers are going to be the monarchies and you know, the old system, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. They're waiting for a pin to pop that bubble.
Looking at Obama and the Western establishment, what's your view, or what intel do you have on whether the Saudis and OPEC did this on their own, or whether they had approval from the West to destroy the new energy sector led by shale?
I think that Obama definitely didn't prevent them from creating this war on the shale sector. You know, Obama's mandates really make no sense, where certain areas, when they were economic, he shut the window for exploration. Now, in the Atlantic coast, he's opening up areas that are uneconomic. So Obama's completely oblivious to the economics of the oil sector. But Saudi Arabia really declared war on the shale sector, and it's about market share.
Spend a minute and a half on Keystone. I know you're an expert on that.
Yeah, well, Keystone, look, the key there is the Jones Act. They're going to try to switch in, which is going to be a big devastation for the U.S. Marine, the jobs. There's over $2 billion in jobs there that, you know, they're going to bring in Asian ships to ship the oil within the U.S. ports. But the problem with the Keystone XL is they're going to increase shipping oil via rail. That's very dangerous for the American people. Number two, rather than building new pipelines, they're going to depend on old pipelines that were built when Elvis Presley was singing Blue Suede Shoes. That's also a big risk. And now they've missed the window at $45 oil. You're not building any new pipelines.
So a recession in infrastructure building.
Exactly. You know, all the companies are pulling back on it, and they've missed the window.
And Warren Buffett is highly invested, along with George Soros, in the trains that are going to transship it out to the west coast of Canada instead of coming to us.
And not only that, Warren Buffett's the largest shareholder and the largest oil sands producer in Canada that's going to ship that Canadian heavy oil through the rail.
Hold on. Can you do five more minutes with us?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we're going to come back. I want to give you the floor to talk about George Soros and Warren Buffett and how they killed Keystone so that they could then ship the oil to China. I mean, it's just, you want to know how economics really works, folks, how the screw jobs work, and it's always the same criminals. It's always, always the same turds. We're going to have a final talk with him, then go right to Walt and others that are patiently holding. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And Maren Katusa doing another 5 minutes with us. The colder war, how the global energy trade slipped from America's grasp. Can't wait to read this book. I've only scanned over it. Very informative. And he is the chief energy strategist for KC Research, also the leader and owner of one of the largest copper mines in Canada. One of those evil entrepreneurs that actually goes out there and explores and builds things. How horrible. You're just supposed to fly around in jumbo jets at taxpayer expense with red carpets to give speeches about how poor people need to be more poor for the earth. So Maren is our guest for a few more minutes. Then we're going to go directly to your phone calls and a bunch of really important news I haven't gotten to yet. But looking at this and looking at the Keystone Pipeline, it's a microcosm that they spent better part of a decade trying to block its construction and then not letting it open from Canada down into Texas to refineries the feds under Bush and Obama have blocked opening in Corpus Christi and other areas. We haven't opened one new refinery in almost 30 years. This is the deindustrialization model where only select international ship zones can have new factories or facilities built, and those, of course, are tax exempt. And you've got the standard players like Warren Buffett and others with their tax-free foundations that own the railroads that would bring the oil to the West Coast to be sold to China and Japan instead of bringing Canadian oil to the United States and to the Gulf of Mexico to ship the oil of the world. And in almost every case, our government bipartisan chooses the path that doesn't let America have any jobs. So I guess we'll just go be on welfare or have a government job or an entertainment job. They don't want us having infrastructure. Another great example was Pachauri, the head of the UN Climate Bureau, would openly lobby to have British steel mills shut down. And then the last one that they shut down was moved to India, where he and his son owned it. So people ask, why are all these rich people for this? Because they can pick winners and losers. They can shut off their competition. And there's countless examples of this, but Congress could investigate Warren Buffett. Congress could stop this. This is a national security issue when you've got a legal, lawful, safe new pipeline compared to the old ones, much safer, and they're trying to shut it off. We're trying to shut off our coal plants. It's a bunch of rich insiders all day long trying to suppress everyone's industry but theirs. But notice, Warren Buffett could have been involved in a Keystone pipeline and made money bringing oil to America. There is a fundamental hatred of this republic because they hate our great-grandparents. They hate the people they couldn't control. It's about dominating America, and these elites want to have fights with people that are already dead. Even though they run this country, they instinctively hate the West and want to destroy it. That's my view on this. Give me your take on it, Maron, and then I want you to break down the details of the Keystone Pipeline and why people like Warren Buffett killed it.
Well, Alex, you bring up some great points here. For example, let's take Warren Buffett. Not only is he the sole owner of Burlington or Santa Fe, which brings all the oil out of the oil sands into the U.S., to the north, to the west, to the east. But more importantly, you know, there's this misconception that this Canadian oil is so dirty and it's bad. But why is Warren Buffett, the American legend in investing, one of the largest shareholders of the largest oil sand producing company called Suncor? And yet, you know, he's quietly moved in there and become a major shareholder, and that oil now is controlled through the shipping of him. And isn't it convenient that the pipeline isn't built because he wouldn't have as much control and his railways wouldn't be supplied? Now, the growth of the rail, shipping oil via rail, has increased by over 20 times since Warren Buffett bought the railway. Is it a coincidence? Hell no. Number two, you look at George Soros, you know, he's trying to be seen as a, you know, a renaissance man globally. He has quietly built up a position in the largest unhedged U.S. uranium producer. Now, that doesn't really fit his image, but yet now he's getting into the U.S. uranium sector through Uranium Energy Corp, and now he's become one of the major shareholders in that company. So these guys have an image that they portray in public, but what they're doing with their dollars is very different, and they build up it quietly. So that's something that's really important to understand.
And what's important is they use their political control to then manipulate and not let their competition operate in the market.
That's right. It's very un-American what's going on here, especially with Keystone XL, which is, it's not only environmentally safe for the environment, for the people, it makes all the sense economically, it's all high-paying jobs, everything about it makes sense, and most importantly, let's get rid of the riskiest way to ship oil is via rail. Okay, it's 30 times more likely to have an accident shipping oil via rail than a pipeline. And let's get rid of these old pipelines that were built before the 1960s. They were never designed to still keep control of moving the oil through these old pipelines.
I was about to say, you can track this, though. It's the same usual suspects, Soros and others, that are financing the well-meaning Hollywood people that go and tie themselves to the pipelines and say, don't build them, it hurts the earth, oh, you're going to kill the caribou, oh, you're going to kill this and that, when those pipelines are just incredibly safe and good compared to trains.
Not only that, I find it shocking how Qatar, okay, the world's largest LNG producer, financed the Hollywood movie called Broken Promises, which is anti-U.S. shale development. It's mind-boggling to me that they even allowed to do this, and it's mind-boggling to me that Gazprom, the world's largest gas producer, is telling Europe and America that that shale gas is bad. You know, come on, let's really look at the facts here, that Qatar really cares about America's environment. Hell no, they don't want the U.S. Shale gas eating into their international market share. That's what it's about. But the propaganda coming through Hollywood is just creating lies for the people.
Amazing. Anything else we should know dealing with pipelines? Because it's not just these pipelines being shut down. And you just mentioned how we're about to lose contracts for U.S. ships to carry the oil up and down the rivers. That'll be given to Chinese companies. And this country's being sold out right now.
Alex, I think what you're doing is where it starts. Just keep bringing the truth to people, and eventually the truth will prevail. Stick with the American innovation. We will do well. It's going to be a battle, but we will win.
All right, folks, you can find the book available at caseyresearch.com or colderwar.com. Thank you so much for the time, Mr. Katusa.
My pleasure. Anytime, Alex.
All right, there he goes. I'm going to go right to your calls, Walt and others like John that have been patiently holding. Then I'll get to all this other news. More snow forecast for the East Coast. The New York Times said no more snow in the East last year. Said the end of snow was the headline. Also, Obama's goal to destroy ISIS, unrealistic, unattainable, Gates says. Well, of course not. They've funded the stinking thing. And then state legislators considering more than 200 bills to block federal power. That's some good news. Don't play Lord of the Rings at school and imagine your ring makes you invisible. You might get kicked out of school or arrested right now because we're such a free country. Walt in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding, brother.
Okay, I want to read something that was printed in 1897 by ex-Secretary of the Navy Richard Thompson about the breaking down of the family unit.
Yes.
It's been going on a long time. This is what he said. It's only a couple sentences. Apart from this governing authority, universal equality prevailed. The principles of socialism or communism, very much as now understood, governed all the reductions. Guess where that was at, Alex?
I don't know.
Paraguay. That was in Paraguay from 1600 to 1756, and the reductions were ruled by the Jesuits.
Well, do me a favor. Read to me that quote again.
Apart from this governing authority, universal equality prevailed. The principles of socialism or communism, very much as now understood, governed all the reductions. That's on page 175, and the rest of the sentence is on page 176, where it says they had everything in common, and men and women were equally trained to become experts, and they separated men, women, and children, and indoctrinated the children separate from their parents, and the priests became the parents. And they did this.
Yes, I'm aware that in plantations in the Caribbean and Central and South America, as carried out by the Catholic Church at that time, that the models that we see in the Great Society and the rest of it today even go back to ancient Roman systems of control on plantations. You have the Spartacus, you know, uprising and the rest of it against that. That's a real uprising that actually happened, folks. It's not just a Stanley Kubrick movie. And yes, to end the family unit with the plantation slaves, they didn't call them slaves, they just were slaves, they would then have men in one area, women in another, and children in another, just as North Korea does. So this is a model of enslavement that's been used for thousands of years.
There was a book written by Sir Thomas More, M-O-R-E, who was beheaded for his treason in England. He was a Jesuit coadjutor that worked with the Vatican to get control of England, and he wrote a book called Utopia that was used by the Jesuits to control 330,000 Guarani Indians for over 150 years. It took two combined armies from Portugal and Spain to take the Jesuits out of power in Paraguay. It took them over 2 years to do it. And then Pope Clement XIV outlawed the Jesuit order because of their corrupt activity in 1773.
No, I knew that, and you're not supposed to have a Jesuit as the Pope either. Again, I'm not a Catholic basher. It's a very diverse group of people, but there's no doubt that this new Pope, I mean, might as well be I mean, Lenin or something. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, look, the stuff he's saying is basically the opposite of the last pope. So I don't want to hear all this business that I'm just bashing popes here. I mean, this guy is really pushing it. And he's an admitted socialist, Jesuit, Leninist, Marxist. God help us. I mean, it's just on every front. And you got the Protestant churches pushing the same garbage. I mean, evil is making its move. That's all I know. And I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I was familiar with, I've been down to the some of the missions in San Antonio and read about stuff down there. It's pretty much the same deal.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Year after year, we watched the threat steadily increase. And now, this winter has been the worst on record when it comes to our immune systems and health. For more than 2 years, InfoWarsLife.com has been watching this crisis intensify, and Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex was our answer. Using a proprietary process that takes ancient proven herbs and combines them with modern science, this powerful and affordable formula contains more than 14 key herbs and extracts, including echinacea, ginger root, elderberry, golden seal root, a proprietary Yin Chio formula, and many, many more. I take it, and so does my family. It's made in the USA, gluten-free, alcohol-free, no artificial flavors or colors, and not tested on animals. Take advantage of this introductory offer for Ancient Defense. Normally $19.95, now only $14.95. That's 25% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 to secure your Ancient Defense.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Different systems throughout civilization to control populations and turn humans into nothing but barnyard animals. We're only taught in the United States about black people being slaves. Because that's just a nice new way to divide and conquer. And while you're busy focusing on that, having hundreds of textbooks on that, there's no textbooks out there on global slavery, human management, systems of control. This broadcast is here to try to get people to be aware of these systems of control so that you're aware of it. And when you see feminism pushed everywhere, it's men against women so that women think they get ahead by men not getting ahead. They don't want you thinking in a win-win mentality. This is the essence of these parasites. And look at this article. All new female Ghostbusters cast chosen. Well, great. If you had a hit movie, a show like Charlie's Angels, that was originally about women, imagine if they came out with a new thing like Charlie's Angels and it's all guys. No, the message is it's bad that you had a male cast. Of course, in the movie orbited around Sigourney Weaver. As if a movie, and I see these articles admitting that there's all this pressure to make sure in the rating system that you have women as the heroes. I mean, women are already heroes in a bunch of stuff. But the point is that it's so that women, it's like different black groups wanting to have more black movies win Oscars. I mean, as if that's the only world out there, that in the entertainment you've got to, I mean, if people go out and see movies that are the types they like, you'll see more of those movies. It isn't, oh, let's put a whole cast of women in. In fact, I predict this Ghostbusters movie gets hyped, gets pushed, and that it's not a tenth as successful as the original. Because I know these women that are these people aren't funny. They're not as funny as the cast of Ghostbusters. I'm sorry. But there's an example of just everything is about feminism. Everything is about race because it doesn't matter. It's a distraction. Well, the real world is Warren Buffett shutting off a pipeline so he makes billions of dollars a month off of it, off shipping it by train. That's the real world. People are like, I don't care about that. I don't own trains. Well, you pay for the fuel, Dumbo. You're like, well, it's pretty low right now. Not when they're done with this oil war. It's going to be triple. Our forebears weren't perfect, but they were into how things worked, and they didn't like being cheated. And they sat around reading the newspaper, having discussions about what they were going to do. They got mad when somebody tried to cheat them. And they built a powerful civilization because they weren't chumps. We are building a civilization that I call chumpdom, schmucked-em. Where you can go out in California and get every person you talk to sign a petition. That wasn't edited, folks. That's who we talked to. To make someone making $80,000 a year pay for their free veterinary bills. As if it's going to be free. They smile and go, you mean I get it free? Yeah, I want that. How sick is that? How free? Hey, sign this petition and we'll give you your neighbor's television. It's the same thing. Rich in Oregon. Then we're going to go to John, Matt, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Rich.
Hello. How are you today, Alex?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, I got a statement to make to you about Super Bowl. What's wrong with Super Bowl? You know what? They should have it 2-3 times a week. That way we could all be spectators, you know, like we're supposed to be. You know, we all built big fences in our backyards where nobody could see over, not even drones coming in. And what's wrong with learning how to run like females, you know, or be a female if that's what you want to be? I mean, I always could pitch you, I'm sure. You know, I just stay here and tell everybody about Alex Jones. That's a little humor, by the way.
Oh, I understand, brother.
I stay here and tell everybody about Alex Jones, and you can't get anybody. I've got 3 people to share my account with me in the last year, because everybody's too busy. You know, nobody wants to hear the truth. Well, you know what? I'm out here in North Dakota. I've been out here for a year working in the Bakken, and I can tell you, it has really slowed down. I went from $400 or $500 a day down to barely 2.
And that's going to have a chain reaction throughout the economy. They're saying this oil bust may push us into a depression.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. I don't know what. You know what? The prices haven't went down.
Oh, I know, especially up there. It's harder to ship the stuff in, even though you're bringing it out raw. It's getting refined, and by the time they bring it back to you, it's high. Because you know they're bringing it to you by rail. An old Buffett boy brings most of it in, so he makes all that money off everybody. It's all a big joke. Anything else, Rich?
Yeah, we need to keep Keystone out because we have a way to get rid of the oil out here. And you know what? Then it wouldn't be $28 a barrel. Hey, thanks. God bless you.
God bless you, brother. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Several months back, I started taking your Mason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2.
Thank
Super Meal Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield Mason Iodine or DNA Force, Super Meal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Yes, too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, Katy Perry is a listener of this radio show. At least she was. Russell Brand has talked about that on air. Well, I've talked to her dad, who's also a listener and been on the show. I got to know him through Dave Mustaine, who's friends with him. He said, you know, her dad listens, and they've listened. And ended up talking to Russell Brand one time when he was here in Austin. We were visiting. And he said, thank you very much, Alex. You did help me wake me up a bit. And I do listen, and listened back when I was with Katy some, but I doubt she listens now. So when I say all this, we're reaching out and speaking to these people directly. And Katy Perry told Rolling Stone she'd like to join the Illuminati. We've got a new article up on InfoWars.com. Subliminal Super Bowl Illuminati secrets revealed. Pop singer has admitted to selling soul to Satan. That's not Katy Perry. That's another one that we've got linked through in the article. I mean, this is definitely occultic. You've got the checkered board of the high-level Masonic stuff. You've got the goddess riding in, the fire goddess riding the big lion. It ties into some of the highest levels of Masonic masonry. We have links to the Encyclopedia of Freemasonry. And the point is, every major pop star now does similar rituals. Or Madonna last year, where it was even more occultic, and she sits on the throne and is wearing all this Egyptian symbolism. When you study it, they believe in the law of intention or the secret, that whatever you believe ends up happening. And that happens to a certain extent if you then put it into action. But when they get hundreds of millions of people watching something, out of it they want a goal. And they have themes. And this theme was the goddess and the empowerment of women and women on top of things. But that was only at a subliminal subconscious level. The subconscious understands what these messages are without even having to decode them. So that people would then buy whatever else was being said openly or subliminally, which is join with the New World Order. It will empower you. It will give you salvation. When it's not going to do that. So whether it's the Grammys or the Emmys or the Super Bowl, they're almost all occultic now. And it's all basically symbolizing, you know, where she flies around as a sperm, it's a star with a tail, then lands in the big egg, and then out of it comes a big stage. It's saying she's creating, she's procreating, she's building a world. And at a fundamental level, we see a beautiful young woman, the image of the goddess, the image of the virgin, the image of the whore, all wrapped together. It's extremely powerful. And all they're doing is programming archetypes here. And then you see the commercials. Put your daughter in the military. Dads aren't good because they work. You know, being male and being strong hurts females. I mean, it's just a very toxic assault. Extremely toxic assault. But there's a good breakdown of it at InfoWars.com. Whoever wrote it didn't put a name on it. Did Adon write this? Or was it Watson? I want to find out who wrote this. It was Adon, I guessed it. Okay, I can tell his writing. Subliminal Super Bowl Illuminati secrets revealed. Pop singer has admitted to selling soul to Satan. You might want to go read it. And the message is, men are just automatons. Men are just robots, chess pieces, and the goddess riding the great beast will control you. And in the truth, it'll just target women first. The system hates creation. The system hates life. Women are who the system's targeting, first and foremost. And men have turned the world over to evil. Men have let other wicked men, sorcerers is what they are, putting the public under a trance, a high-tech mind control trance, a spell. Good men have allowed these people to take over. And if you're a Christian, a conservative, a libertarian, a gun owner, an anti-Federal Reserve activist, who is the Pentagon trained to fight? Us. Now, the military's really woken up. They're like, why are we trained to take on the good guys? They get it. But this is a world where they don't want women to be women, men to be men. And they claim that if you just exist as a heterosexual male or you exist as a heterosexual healthy female, that hurts other people that aren't into that, and that you need to accept it and promote it, or you're hurting them. The truth is, you've always had people that were, quote, genetically or naturally attracted to the same sex or whatever. And historically, when societies are about to collapse, that intensifies for whatever reason. But they're artificially pushing it. They're artificially putting chemicals in food and water that are known to flip switches in the hypothalamus and other glands to make women hyper-feminine and desire women, and to basically make men desire men. The Pentagon was working on these chemicals and successfully developed what they call a gay bomb. And the media always attacks me on this when I talk about it because they know I'm hitting right at the heart of their program. Frogs, shrimp, are becoming either asexual or bisexual. And the end goal is asexual. They don't want you to be sexual at all. Scientists developed gay bomb to make enemy soldiers stop fighting and make love. And you can spray these chemicals on a man, and within a few days, they will begin to smell the pheromones of other men, and it will trick them, and they won't know why they're attracted to men. I mean, this is chemical warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And just know you're under it. Be honest about it. So much of this stuff runs off that they're worried about frog populations collapsing because it's just devastating. And women, you should worry about being hyper-feminized because it makes your sexual organs accelerate their aging, sometimes at about five times the pace, usually just a doubling. That's why you got 25-year-old women getting breast cancer at record levels, because you got the breasts of an 80-year-old woman. Genetically, in the code, they still look just fine. Men's prostates, you're 50, you got the prostate of a 100-year-old man. Because these chemicals attack those tissues. Roundup grows cancers in them. You spray this stuff on frogs, folks, male frogs start humping each other. And they make all sorts of jokes. The Democratic Party runs stuff. MSNBC makes jokes out of it. It isn't funny. I'm going to tell the Young Turks and people, it's not funny if your 14-year-old son gets testicular cancer. It's not funny if your 20-year-old daughter gets breast cancer. This isn't a game. This kills animals. Now, you may think a bunch of tumors growing all over you is cute. It's not cute. So we're getting jacked with. Get jacked with hard. Used to puberty when women was average age 14. Now it's about 9. There are thousands of cases of 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds going into puberty. The doctors don't ever say, stop eating this, stop eating that, you know, what chemicals you're exposed to. They say, we're going to give your daughter chemicals to suppress her going into puberty. Now, you might want to find out why 4-year-olds are going into puberty. Or is it just easier to make a joke about it on MSNBC or Young Turks or whatever? Because it's not funny, okay? All of you laughing will be touched by this. Guaranteed. So go ahead and laugh your butts off, okay? Go ahead and laugh long and hard. Don't ever say you weren't warned. Let's go to John, and then we'll go to, no. First, I want to go to Ned in Oregon, listening on KMED 880 AM. KMED. I don't remember getting a call on KMED 880 AM. I know it's one of our affiliates. Where are you located, Ned? How are you listening?
I'm listening on AM radio, and I'm located in Southern Oregon, Medford area.
Well, please tell everybody about the show every day, brother.
I do. I tell everybody, especially the police department, fire departments, everybody that's higher up that is ignorant about what's going on. I've tried to enlighten the lieutenants and the higher people up that can push the information around at those levels, because I believe, like you said, that eventually – those are going to be the trouble parts that's going to, ignite maybe other problems down the road for the civilization.
Absolutely. Have you had any traction?
Yes. Oh, yes. I want to say that the police department I'm dealing with is the Central Point Police Department, and they are very hip people. They know about you, and they know what's going on. And
well, that's what I was about to say, though. That's what's incredible, and I'll let you get to your point. I don't know what it is. That's why I said we shouldn't fight with the police, even though there's major problems. They are, I'm not going to exaggerate, 20 times easier to wake up than the general public because they're in there. They know already a lot of this is true. Military, 20 times easier. And you have callers calling in going, nobody will listen to me. I guarantee you they're talking to a bunch of slobs. I mean, I'm not worried about people that want to suck their thumbs all day. You can knock the police, but at least they're out there engaging people. They're in the real world, and they're people that take action. They are ready to hear the truth. They usually already know what's going on, and more than we know sometimes. And so that's what I thought I'd hear you say, because that's my experience. No wonder George Soros wants us to start fighting with them, because if they can just get that animosity going, that piece of crap is going to win.
I believe so. I want to say one thing before I continue on here. I need to talk to somebody in your organization about the Emerald Tablets of Thoth by the Atlantean by Doriel. I just finished reading this, and this explains a lot about the reptilian race, and I just need to express this to some people in your organization very quickly here before I get off the air. But I wanted to talk about basically I just finished reading Time Loop book by David Icke, Tales from the Time Loop, and in the appendix it talks about who really runs things, and he says that both the Bar Association throughout the world and, of course, all the legal systems, the money systems, everything is run by the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is the Church of Babylon, and I just wanted to spend that along to you. I know you know probably a lot about that too, but I really need to talk to somebody off air about these Emerald Tablets. This is
okay. I'll look into it. I've heard of that before, but I want to look into it more. Thank you so much. We'll put him on holding and tell John specifically when he wants to get across to us. Look, it's evil. It's systems of corruption. If you single out and say it's the Russians or it's the Catholics or it's the Americans or it's the blacks or it's the cops or it's the whites, there are good people in every organization and group out there, unless you're talking about, you know, stuff like the Church of Satan or some pedophile group or whatever. Really unsavory people that are openly into evil. It is good people not being involved and not standing up against garbage that allows evil to then take over every organization. That's all I'm getting at. Because there's a real theme here to either bash Jews or Catholics with some of the callers, and I just don't think it's productive. I mean, if you call in about the Catholics and bring up, you know, the Jesuits running plantations, I've confirmed that. It's historically true. I'll cover it. And their type of leftist, you know, liberation creates horrible slavery. I'm against it. Is there a big leftist movement in the Catholic Church? Absolutely right. There's a big right-wing movement as well. It's just things are complex. I just oppose socialism, fascism, centralization, tyranny, bullies, garbage, oppression. And then that's it. And then I can get people across the board to agree on that. The system wants us to choose groups. I'm just here to promote a culture of liberty. And then I think at the end of the day, we can really build a better civilization if we do that. Doesn't mean you have to agree with me. But thank you for spreading the word on 880 AM there. We've got over almost 180 affiliates, and that's commercial AM and FM stations. We've got over several hundred micro FMs that are out there across the country. We want to salute all of them as well, as long as they don't interfere with commercial broadcast. And people want to take action. You know, that's something a lot of people are doing, is they're getting into little FM kits. They plug them into their internet. They stream the show. And, I mean, you know, even if you just do it on with a quarter watt or something to your neighborhood and put up signs, you'll get the whole neighborhood listening. It'll have such a big effect. They got little AM transmitters, you name it. It's really, really exciting what people are doing. Vince in New Mexico, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Worldwide broadcast. How old are you, Vince?
I am 27 years old, 4'8" tall, and proud info warrior.
Well, God bless you. What's on your mind?
So, first of all, I'm going to be on Jim Bill Stallings' show, which is it's the News Ugly show on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, sounds interesting. Are you going to be covering politics or something?
Actually, I'm going to be talking about my experience with Child Protective Services. They are currently trying to, they threatened my cousin who lives with me for, to put me in jail basically for, keeping my guns unlocked in the home. So they need to do a home visit and all this stuff. But anyway, I'm also going to be talking about that on Dan Bodondi's Truth Radio show on today.
You like Dan?
And also,
you called in about the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think Katy Perry is just out of her mind.
She's certainly a lovely lady.
She's just, I mean, and also the harlot on the lion is just like insane. It correlates with Illuminati symbolism as well as there's a scripture in Revelation chapter 17, verse 3 and onwards.
The whore rides the beast.
What's that?
And she's drunk on the blood of the saints. I appreciate your call. Matt in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. It's such a big honor for me to be calling you. You're an
honor to talk to you. Go ahead, Matt.
So I have to do with right by God, and I know that the enemy is probably listening to me right now, and they probably know how to fight.
There's not really many of the enemy. They just keep everybody balkanized, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir. So anyway, for the doubters, for any doubters out there who disbelieve that there's organized pedophilia going on, and possibly a satanic occult, ritual abuse. You know, a friend of mine at his home, you know, we talk about these things. He showed me what he believed is photographic evidence of organized child pedophilia. Okay.
Well, we know what's going on, sir. There's thousands of cases of governments involved all over the world, the British royal family, you name it. And then the way the system works is there was one case where somebody showed neighborhood teenagers my Bohemian Grove film, which has no profanity, nobody naked. It's got a mock sacrifice of a child in it, they do. They started a pedophile investigation of the guy, raided his house, and put him in jail for that.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Well, I mentioned this, and we've got some good news. State legislatures are considering more than 200 bills to block federal land grabs, Obamacare, you name it. The 10th Amendment Center breaks it down. Very exciting that the states are starting to stand up. Continuing here, Obama came out last night and said, get your kids vaccinated. You should get your kids vaccinated. It's good for them. Really, it's good for them. That's why the insert says it can kill them or cause permanent epilepsy, narcolepsy, Guillain-Barré. I mean, they just lie and say, it's good. No, that's a load of bull. At least tell them the side effects. That side effects of the vaccines are good. What about the stuff in there on purpose? So let's go to that clip.
Do you feel there should be a requirement that parents get their kids vaccinated?
Measles is preventable. I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is, you know, pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again.
There
is every reason to get vaccinated. There aren't reasons to not get
vaccinated. Are you telling parents you should get your kids vaccinated?
You should get your kids vaccinated. It's good for them, but we should be able to get back to the point where measles effectively is not existing in this country.
All right, let's stop right there. Measles, some red spots and a fever. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, parents give so much Tylenol to their kids that they're sick for 2 weeks with a low-grade fever because you won't want them to just get over it. Yeah, your kid's got 104 fever. Give him some Tylenol to control it. But if it's 101, let him have it. That's not rocket science. But notice, it's safe and effective. It's undisputed. It's undisputed global warming's real. It's undisputed the ice caps are going to melt. It's undisputed you can keep your doctor. It's undisputed raising the debt limit doesn't raise your debt limit. I mean, this is pure bull. But it's just, it's undisputed. We know it's been looked at. It's been looked at. You made a secret vaccine payoff group, the secret courts, to cover up all the carnage. They just sit up there going, oh, everything's fine. It's all a big confidence game. I'm in the Oval Office. Believe me. Don't believe all those doctors and people warning you. And now they're going into this full tilt push. I mean, Rob Dew did a report 2 weeks ago on this and another one. In mainstream news, they admit, we don't know why these are vaccinated people that have the measles. The vaccine's spreading it. We show the stinking insert. Another hoax.
As measles cases spread in the U.S., so does anxiety. Oh, my gosh.
I want to go to John in Mass. He's a nurse. He wants to talk about bin Laden supposedly living for years in a cave on dialysis. You believe that? You believe in Santa Claus? Try to go to Isaac and a few others in overdrive. Before I go any further, if you're listening to us on an AM or FM station, that's an epic issue. You could put up a billboard on your business. You could hand out cards to people. You could tell folks at the red light. You could tell your whole office to tune in. That's how we're going to save the country is caring. The show has grown exponentially over 20 years to reach more than 20 million people a week one way or another because of you passing on the YouTube videos or telling Twitter and Facebook about it or telling your neighbors. Or getting copies of my films and handing them out to people. Intensify that effort. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. 20 people can use the same membership. Get them to watch the nightly news. Download the films or reports on disc. Give them to friends and family. That's how we defeat the globalists. We can do it. They're in trouble on many levels. We can turn this around. Regardless, it's good to be on the right side with your soul. And it's exciting to fight tyranny and very animating. This is the real game. So please go and become a PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember, we've got basically half off right now. It's a little less than half off. That special's going to end tomorrow. It's a January special we do. We're already into February. PrisonPlanet.tv. If you have a membership, share it with friends and family. I want to thank you for that. Free shipping on all the water filtration systems is going to end tomorrow. I'm telling them, pull it tomorrow. And we've got a whole bunch of other specials and a lot of new items available at InfoWarsLife.com. The concentrated, super organic, Mediterranean type of oil of oregano out of more than 30 species. Our research shows it's the best. We have a free bottle available with Survival Shield of Ancient Defense. If you really want to boost your immunity, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. That's it for the main transmission. Overdrive coming up with a couple calls. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.